Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin' Time!
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
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 Guy sounds like Roseanne.
That was the best intro for me ever. Oh, God. Once Chris heard the explicit lyrics, he immediately smiled, gave a thumbs up and a point to the crowd.
That's what I need, dude.
Once the N-word was shouted out, Joe's face went from okay to, what do we do? Do we still record?
No, I just don't like edited versions of songs. It's awful.
They're corny.
Yeah.
But edited movies on TV are funny.
Are the best. What's the best one? What's
Major
the best
League,
change?
To me, is the best one.
Okay, what's...
I can't stand any of them because the worst thing that they do is they cut out frames. Like, I'm fine if they're covering up swear words or whatever, but when they take out whole scenes or like sections, it drives me fucking up the wall.
Like, which one?
I mean, they got to take sex scenes out. You can't show nudity.
Die Hard. Die Hard's one that's funny for the words that they're saying, but they straight
Oh,
up,
I've heard that one's funny. What do they say for motherfucker? They say something silly.
Yeah, it's like Mary Frog Face.
It is. It's something stupid.
But
like
all
that.
The.
What's your favorite?
They cut out action
Major
scenes.
League.
They cut out like parts where he puts the guy into the elevator and shit. Like they'll cut out gaps. You know, well, what happened to the blonde guy?
That's edited for time. It's not a content edit. What's yours?
Major League.
What's that one?
The baseball movie?
Well, no, I understand what film, but what's the edit or whatever?
Oh, I mean, there's tons, but there's like when they're having dinner and Jake sees the guy that's now dating his ex-wife, and Charlie Sheen's character goes. In the movie, he's like, you want me to take him outside and beat the shit out of him? And in the edit, it's like, you want me to drag him outside and kick the snot out of him? But it's super off. Like, it's not right at all. And, dude, it gets me every time.
The very best one, period. I can't get over it, is The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
I've only seen it once, so I'm going to have to see it again now.
So there's this thing where John Goodman gets really upset with that kid, and he's like, this is what happens, Larry. This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass, right? And he gets all upset. But on TV, I swear to God, he goes, this is what happens, Larry, when you friend a stranger in the Alps. And I was like, what?
That's a great edit. You're right. That's
it's like my favorite one of all time. It's so stupid.
You got a friend with the Alps?
That's what happens when you friend a stranger in the Alps.
Oh my God.
The yelling part makes it even better because then some like voice actor has to try to dub that. So I always love, back to Die Hard, I always love when they do Samuel Jackson, like in Die Hard 3. Oh. Like, mother cracking pat. Like, it's just, it's
some
all
guy's just kind of being racist.
Pineapple soy sauce laptop.
A blaptop?
Yeah.
What is that?
A blaptop?
No, the pineapple. What edit is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you made it up.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't think of any true ones. The only one I could think of that is actually what they say in the edit is I remember in Ninja Turtles 1, Raphael yells damn real loud, and on TV it was always dang! Sounds like he just saw like a super hot chick in the street instead of being mad.
He was catcalling in the movie now.
Yeah, instead of, oh, I lost my side, damn, it's, oh, what are those, damn.
excuse me.
Anyways.
So how was Comic Fest, Joe? That's where you were at. You were super excited. You had the dick implant and then the the or surgery, whatever you had.
What? Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
then
I forgot about the
Comic Fest, which we can't call it Comic-Con. So it's Phoenix Comic Fest.
No, that was literally my biggest fear on the show. I started to walk on stage. I was like, don't say Comic-Con. Don't say Comic-Con. Because you'll be on video and they'll sue you. So I was like, what's up, Comic Fest? And it sounded so dumb.
Yeah. I did just now.
I don't
Can
think
you imagine
I
in front of 300 people?
I can't believe there was 300 people.
No, it was packed out.
Dude. It did look packed. I saw photos, dude. That was cool.
I can't remember if I actually said,
by the way, we
hey,
sold
Comic-Con.
Out the Comedy Store for the show.
Yeah?
Oh, really?
And by we, I mean like Sam. I didn't do anything.
Good job, though. That's fucking awesome. Does that mean... Well, we'll talk about that off air.
This weekend.
Hell yeah. This weekend. Let's go. Shit, what was I saying? Oh, Comic Fest was great. This was the best year yet. Because they had everything at the convention center instead of being a little spread out, which meant you could bring your beer wherever you went. So it was...
What? You could just walk around enjoying
four
yourself.
Four hard days of day drinking, buddy. It was
you
great.
You must have been... How are you feeling...
Nerd heaven.
Did it end Sunday?
It did end Sunday,
okay,
yeah.
So how are you feeling Monday morning?
Well, we left a little early on Sunday. We had kind of gotten everything we wanted.
Fine.
Didn't need to see anything on Sunday. And I literally felt like I got shot in the foot.
Is that a shot at me?
No.
All right.
No, just because you are actually giving around. No. We did so much walking that my right foot in particular.
Hey, weird.
I was
samesies.
Dead.
Still feeling like a dig at Kevin.
Well, I got it walking tens and tens of miles. You were playing a child in basketball.
Children.
It didn't make it better.
They had numbers, dude. They had numbers.
So did he.
We dominated.
It was an even game.
We dominated. We fucking beat the shit out of him.
Oh.
And again, like I made the shot when I injured my ankle.
I still don't believe you. Picture it didn't happen.
You don't fucking have to. You will. If I'm healed by June 9th, we're going.
Speaking of making
shots. Are we doing a barbecue for sure?
Yeah.
Don't say yeah. It's up to him, really. Your house is open, but
what are we doing?
Chris
June 9th,
is the schedule
right?
guy.
Yeah, that's what, I thought that's what we agreed on.
We agreed. Well, we agreed to play a game of 21.
Let's go.
But if I can't walk, then that takes
me out.
You're
not going to be better by June?
I'm saying I expect to, but I don't know. It's fucking fractured, asshole.
Get your shit together.
You fractured it?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me that, so don't yell at
me.
I thought I did. I was literally like, dude, I was not aware.
But God, you guys make fun of me for limping. I can't
put
a fucking shoe on my
wore,
foot, which I have to tonight for the show. I'm going to have to put a shoe on for the first time.
No. You're going to go up like that with
no,
one
not.
Sandal and one shoe.
No.
If you don't, I'll roast you. I'll say.
I hope you go before me then.
All right.
If not, I'll roast
Subconsciously,
you.
That's like
You're not going up tonight at all.
From the crowd.
Is that not
fuck
the,
you.
Is that not the meanest thing to say to a comic? Yeah, well, I hope you go up before me.
It's no, that's not true. But
I hope you're never as successful.
It's
as
mean
I
that
am.
We're friends, and you guys are like, "Fuck you" for trying to look normal.
Speaking of making shots, I won $5.
That's not bragging.
Because of LeBron.
How shitty did you come up to $5? A big deal.
It wasn't like
I'm just kidding. That was real fucked up to say. I did it as a joke, and it hurt me as I said it. It hurt me as I said it.
I was at the bar with another one of our friends, Eric Subject.
Do you understand? I was kidding.
Yes,
I feel really bad.
You don't need
to
apologize.
Bad joke.
So, anyways, I'm at the bar with Eric Subject.
I know him.
It was before LeBron's game 6, right?
How good is LeBron, dude?
Wow. Also, how far? How long ago is this?
I know we had a podcast since then.
Well, I was gonna say. I bet him that LeBron would go off for, I think, 65
points.
Yeah,
God, Joe,
and he went 67, right?
LeBron,
yeah,
no,
in
not
six.
One game.
I'm
no,
honest. I'm gonna be honest.
No,
I don't think you made $5.
No, I did. No, it was either 54 or 64.
Either way, you lost both times.
Who'd you swindle out of $5?
No, you did not. He scored 45 or 46 in that game.
Joe, are you going to mute this?
And then he scored 35 game 7. Game 6, he was a 45 or 46, something like that.
That's
his career.
He was
46,
and I said he was going to go off for 45. We had an over-under bet.
All right, it had to have been that. It wasn't what you're talking about. Otherwise, show me the $5 because it doesn't look like you have it.
I'll look it up. Hold on. And I don't have it because I wasn't like, yo, where's my money?
LeBron has been incredible.
But that's where
but
I was
Golden
going
State
with,
is
that's
so
where
much
I was going
better,
with
man.
This, is that LeBron is incredible.
He is incredible, but Golden's, I expected to go 4 or 5. If the Cavs win a game, that's LeBron's greatest achievement in sports. because his team stinks. But I'm going to watch because I honestly feel, even though LeBron's 33, that this is the best basketball he's ever played. And it's so fun to watch one person take on these teams.
46 is what I said, 45, and he scored 46.
Okay. So, yeah, you did. Congrats, man. Good
I don't job. Know why, how I added.
The 65.
Yeah, I don't know how I added 20 points
it's
to that.
It's either 65 or 54.
Well, but I was on the same page
sure.
as you.
It's for sure one of those two.
I was on the same page as you. It's incredible to watch this guy with nobody
so
just
here's
drag
the thing.
This lifeless corpse of a team to the fucking finals.
I posted on Twitter, it's like watching Michael Jordan, because it is.
It's
Michael
not.
Jordan in the playoffs. Yes, it is. Michael Jordan did all this to make sure his team would win. But you know, here's the thing with LeBron. His free throw shooting and his shooting are dog shit. It's not dog shit, but that's his Achilles heel. He's not a good free throw shooter, and he's not a good outside shooter.
No.
But when his team needs him, I mean, he's shooting like 60% from the field. And it's not all layups. He's pulling up for threes. He does that crazy turnaround fadeaway now that he never did before.
He does that from fucking three. He's got that mid-range game now a little bit,
too. He puts the team on his back. And the thing, so he had 35 points, I think 15 rebounds, and 9 assists in game 7. And the thing about the 9 assists is he really should have had 13 or 14 assists, but his team missed wide open either threes or layups. I mean, they missed everything in that first half, and he made it up in the second half. But the difference...
So is Golden State run through them like tissue paper?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, because it doesn't matter who you stop on Golden State, you can't stop them all. When I was watching the Houston game in Game 7, Houston played their ass off Game 6 and 7. They started off incredible. And it was almost like Golden State waits you out like Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah, because Clay was the one that went off for that game.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
So that's why when they're like, oh, in the third, you have great third quarters. It's like, yeah, we've seen what you can do. You've expended yourself now. You're a little tired. We know you're not going to change that up because you believe in it because it worked in the first half, but you only have an 11-point lead, which to us is literally 4 possessions.
Yeah.
I mean, Houston went 0 for 27. Threes, they missed 27 threes in a row, which
is a good way to not advance.
It's terrible. It's terrible. The odds of it are 1 in 72,000 that ever happens.
What?
But
1 in 72. You're telling me 72,000 people could drain
games would have to happen.
Oh, okay.
Before games. A team would do that.
So I was thinking 72 people would have to shoot a 3-point and miss every time.
No, because they missed 27 in a row. Even if they went 4 for 27 in that span, which is horrible, they would have been right in the game and could have won the game.
Yep.
But they missed so many. Trevor Ariza went 0 for 12 for the game. 0 for 9 from 3.
Mm.
UCLA guy.
Dude, how bad do you feel at the end of a game like that?
Well, let's talk about that because Harden walked off the court before they gave 5s.
Harden.
Or congratulations. He's a pussy.
Kind of, yeah. I honestly, that's what I've thought for a while.
Yeah.
And then
I've never been a Harden fan.
Me either. Like, I went to ASU. He went to ASU. Like, I was watching. And I was like, dude, he is a very talented player. I just never really dug his vibe. And then watching this, man, I was like, you're not even going to stick around, dude? It was lame. It really bothered me.
It's poor sportsmanship. I get the intensity and the competitiveness. I get that. You lose something you believed you were going to win. And that hurts, man. That hurts bad. But you're a professional,
That's
dude.
That's what Thanos said to the Avengers.
Did he?
You thought so badly. Never mind.
Oh, God.
But I feel the eye rolling through the speakers.
I don't know, man. But, like, true champions do have those moments and don't leave the court.
No, because they want to see it to remember it.
Right.
To say, fuck this. Fuck you for celebrating on my court.
Like, remember how much this hurts. And that Harden doesn't have that, obviously.
But at this point, it's poor sportsmanship. Back then, that stuff was a believable thing because those guys would then go work another job during the offseason. James Harden's walking off the court making probably, I would say, over $1 million just for that game. He made... Probably. I mean, with endorsements and everything, his Adidas deal is insane. It's like $250 million. Look, I love sports and I love just the rare rawness of it. But at the end of the day, man, I know you lose a Western Conference Finals and you want to win a championship, but you can't congratulate the guys that you just played seven games that you know and are friends with. You just walk off and be like, oh, I'll text them later. Fuck off.
Right. No.
That's dumb.
It's bullshit.
Hockey players don't do that shit.
No, they do the lineup and you hands and you're like, that sucks. And you, dude, every, I bet you if you watch every single Stanley Cup DVD when they put them out after somebody wins, there is every single time there is a section about the year before where they got knocked out and everyone is like shaking hands and they're talking about like, that was the hardest thing ever. I respect those guys, but it hurt. But I just knew it wasn't going to happen again. And then this doesn't exist in basketball, I feel like, with him. I shouldn't say in basketball, with James Harden. I just was really pissed at him.
You know what I think is less sportsmanship than that? I'm looking at an article right here about the Cavaliers, or says Cavaliers star. LeBron is being recruited by Chris Paul to come to Houston.
Yeah.
He's still fucking playing.
He is still playing. Stop trying to recruit him. Everybody knows he's gone. Everybody knows he's not going to stay in Cleveland. But the Houston thing now, more than ever, doesn't make sense.
It doesn't matter. He's still in Cleveland.
He's not a three-point shooter. He doesn't fit D'Antoni's system. D'Antoni's system's proven to not work. It'll do real well in the regular season.
You're fucking crazy. I'm not crazy. LeBron doesn't fit his system.
He doesn't fit his system. What does LeBron do worst?
First off, LeBron would be the system wherever he went.
D'Antoni doesn't know how to coach, Joe.
Bullshit. D'Antoni's a great coach.
He was in New York with Melo.
Yeah, and Melo was fucking overrated and didn't have a team that was worth shit.
But he plays the same position, and D'Antoni couldn't coach at all, and they sucked.
When he was coaching the Suns.
Yeah, how many championships they have?
We didn't win any championships. But no. How well did
they do in the playoffs?
We didn't have a player like he's got here.
It's all about the point guard.
It's not about the point. Well, it can be about the
point guard.
It's
all about the point guard with him.
It's about moving the ball. So in transition, LeBron flourishes. I know that LeBron would work in this system because every time they played the Suns and they got sucked into playing the Suns style.
I'm
going to
agree with you in this.
LeBron destroyed us.
I'll agree with you this. LeBron can play in any system.
Yeah.
He can play in any system at all.
But he would not want
to play in that system.
Because there's no plays being run for him ever.
He would just be a run and gun guy that finishes. He would be our TJ Warren.
That's my point. He won't go some. This is the deal. This is what I'm seeing. Yes, you're right. He'll work in the system. He could work in any system. But exactly what you're saying. He's won these championships. He's the best player in the league potentially ever. Why would he go to a system that's not whatever he wants?
I think it
that's
is whatever
his
he
choice
wants.
Right now.
It is whatever he wants.
No, and I think that
but,
that's
but
what
Houston
system.
Houston, and then they try to run their regular system.
Then they
and
get rid of
D'Antoni
like that, like they
Capella's
did.
Capella's gone.
Okay,
because you can't afford him. The problem, all right, real quick saying. To bring this back to the series, and I want to talk about this, but Capella, D'Antoni didn't know how to use Capella at all. Golden State's got no interior defense, and the guy could have dominated, and he didn't do this shit ever when
it's
they were missing 27
getting,
fucking three-pointers.
It's not about, and that's the
well, it felt like they
the
were trying to play Golden State's game.
No,
rather,
but that is Houston's game to shoot threes.
No,
that's
but
all
I'm
he
saying
wants
like
to do.
It's like, dude, you have to adjust your game because that's their game, and they're better than you.
You know why
it.
Golden State doesn't shoot as many threes as you? Because they make a lot more than you. They don't have to shoot as many as you.
I agree with that.
But the D'Antoni thing, I know you like him as a coach. You love him as a coach.
I used to have a shirt with his face that was the Godfather logo. When he introduced 7 seconds or less,
oh, it was
in Phoenix,
so fun! I loved every second of
not
it.
Not only that it was fun, it was effective and it worked.
But
and if
not
you have,
in the playoffs.
It did work in the playoffs, other than some extenuating circumstances.
Actually, you're right. All right, there was definitely you know what? All right, because
the
as a Suns fan, I hated that shit too. Where we would always get an injury or a suspension, which the suspensions were legit. They were totally legit. I can't argue it. They were.
Fucking
by the rule, they were.
Ori checks Nash into the boards and doesn't have to get suspended a game, but Diaw and Amari.
It wouldn't have been.
Oh, Ori didn't get suspended. No. I don't remember that.
It wouldn't have been a penalty in hockey. As long as
I mean, I don't know either way, but
not playing hockey.
The Vegas Knights are up 1-0 right now.
Cool. Yeah,
in a game and the score.
Do you honest to God know how hard it's been to not watch anything?
I watched game one
so
a little
angry.
Bit. I flipped in between game seven of
You're
the
You're still
Warriors
angry
Rockets.
About the expansion team thing?
Yeah, I'm so angry about
They're going to win the whole
And I don't care
cup.
If it's just bitter me, but I'm like, I'm not watching this.
Bullshit, dude.
And then if they win, I don't know how. I don't know. I probably just won't renew my package next year.
Bullshit. Your wife won't renew your package next year. Ba-doom.
Got him.
I'm just saying, if there's a principal, that's fine. I'm just kidding. If like, she's going to hold out on me, then I will buy the package.
Principal Belding.
Yeah.
He takes care of your finances. I wonder what that guy was up to. Oh, shit, I got a text. Evil Genius, you guys seen it?
Fuck yes, bro. I watched it all in one sitting.
Really?
I couldn't.
How many episodes is it? Because
it's four. Promise,
I couldn't get past.
Oh, it's only four episodes?
I think so, yeah.
I couldn't get past when the bomb actually went off. I watched it, spoilers, and then I was like, oh, they actually they showed this. I can't do this. This isn't my thing.
Well, I mean, that's like the most gory thing. Dude, it's just wild.
Is it like making a murderer? Explain it. I mean, just tell me about it, I guess.
You want full spoilers or what?
I don't give a shit. Spoiler. And if people don't want it spoiled, pause the podcast, go watch it, and then listen back to the episode.
There you go. So it's a true crime story. Starts off with the pizza guy with the bomb strapped to his neck going into a bank.
Which was fucked up, man. So, okay, yeah. I'll comment on this because this is stuff I saw. to get somebody to do that, he had to see somebody's face.
Right. And he says that he was beaten up by some black men and that they strapped the bomb to him.
Which is immediately a lie.
They feel like it's a lie immediately.
But when you hear the beeps coming, dude, and you know that bomb is going off, he doesn't start yelling out stuff he knows.
So, as the story goes along,
I guess be in that position.
As the story goes along, he did have some ties to the people that they feel did this to him. But what
he would have had to.
But what it looks like is he had ties to them. They knew who he was. They knew his friend, who in episode two turns up dead.
Oh.
But
what do you mean turns up dead? Like what?
He overdoses
on what?
Some
grief. Guilt?
No, for real.
It was pain meds or something?
No, seriously. Like,
well, honestly, that is what it was.
He took a bunch of painkillers
because he was in so much grief.
Overwhelmed with guilt.
Yeah. Because he knew the guy?
Because he knew
he had to have played a part if that's going on.
I don't know if he knew that. I don't know if he played a part, but he knew what had happened and was told to stay quiet and did.
Well, you guys are my best friends. If something like that happened to you, it wouldn't be grief I'd feel. I mean, actually, that's not true. I would feel super grief, but I'd be like, all right, we need to fucking figure this shit out.
Well, see, I think that's why I say it was guilt and grief, is because I think he knew. He didn't have to figure it out. He knew the people that did it. And they kind of catch the people by the end of it that they believe did it. And although it seems like they have all the right connections, for me, nobody in any of the episodes seems even close to smart enough to be able to pull off half of what they pulled off.
Okay, so what did they pull off exactly?
So they give the pizza guy the bomb collar and like a 9-page diatribe of notes where it's like he's got to go here to get this key, he's got to go here to this key. Right. And then when they actually take apart the bomb's got like all these misdirections, all these things that don't need to be in there.
It was a trap. The guy was never going to get the collar off.
Literally.
Of course not.
Literally, the two people.
Well, the note, though, was like, if you get past this, you can enter it. And then you can enter this, and it'll make the bomb not go off until you get to the end and you can unlock it or whatever. But there was never a chance that was going
to
happen.
The guy that they kind of pinned.
How do you do that, dude? You'd have to knock them out and then place your bomb on
him. And they found there was a scuffle at the scene where that bomb was placed sickening. On him. But the craziest thing is a guy that they pin a lot of it on, he was so sure that they would never catch up to him that like 2 weeks later he calls the cops and is like, yeah, you need to check out this lady. She's got a dead lady or a dead body in her freezer. And it's like, oh yeah, what address? And it's like, how do you know this? He's like, well, it's my house. And he like basically goes to the cops and says like, yeah, there's a dead guy in my freezer. She wanted me to get rid of the body, but I told her that's crazy. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But that's the guy that they believe built the bomb. This was 2 weeks after, and he's willing to go to the cops and be like, dead body in my freezer, just so
you know.
It
was his arrogance.
It's his misdirection, yeah. Dude.
He's a smart guy.
He told the FBI investigator. The FBI walked in the room with him, and he said, hi, I'm so-and-so with the FBI. And he goes, just so you know, I'm the smartest guy in this room. And the FBI agent looks around and goes, well, it's just me and you in here. So, you know what, though? It puts me at ease. It's what my wife says to me every morning. And, like, it's trying to be friendly. Guy. Yeah. He's a cool guy. He's trying to be, like, friendly with him and kind of get him to soften up a little bit.
Yeah.
But the guy is just so meticulous about certain words. And
so they show it all, though. Real, the real raw footage.
Yeah. And it's
rough to watch.
It's a lot of twists and turns.
Because you know somebody's life. They lost their life because of that or these people.
They pin the majority
sociopaths,
dude. Yeah.
They pin the majority of on this fucking crazy lady who's got like a wake of dead bodies in her past. But again,
what does
I just
that
don't
mean?
So
just a bunch of she's been in the history of people.
Yeah, like her,
around her.
Her first husband had a mysterious death. Her second husband had a mysterious death.
Mysterious?
Her third husband committed suicide. Her boyfriend committed suicide. The fourth committed suicide.
All right, I get it. Oh, Jesus.
And then she had a body in her freezer. This most current boyfriend. So, but the crazy thing is, she would win money when one
what does
of
that
her
mean?
When
like
one of her husbands
casino?
Or boyfriends would die. She would like sue the hospital for negligence or whatever, and she would get like a couple hundred grand.
Gather life insurance?
When her mom died, she sued somebody and got like $500,000.
Yeah, what? Like legal settlements.
Yeah.
For like malpractice.
She was smart and crazy.
Obviously,
and a hoarder
crazy.
And probably an evil person.
Probably. I mean, if she's
no
behind it, then for
about
sure.
It, bro, she's evil.
I see.
Did
they,
was
she
it
is
a
evil.
Nice? Was it like a nice community?
Her.
Did she move into a,
it was
a
Erie, Indiana? Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I've never been to Erie, Indiana.
Yeah, it's a pretty small, quaint place. The bomb went off across from Eyeglass World. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh God, it was too much, man.
That's where you
that
stopped.
That was too much to watch.
I didn't think they were going to show it.
I didn't either. And
but,
once they did,
what do you mean?
I went for probably another minute and a half and was like, I can't watch this.
Have you ever seen the dude that was on news?
Yeah, it was on the news.
Because they were following it live. They didn't think it was a real bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it went off, dude. That's like...
Well, and the
everyone
crazy thing
watching
about
it saw.
But then also,
the
like, it goes
was...
off fine. I understand that you want to show that, which is so sickening and sad. But then they showed the body on the ground just laying there over and over again. It's like, I get this was shown on the news, dude, but you don't have to show it anymore.
Well, the crazy thing about it to me is the bomb was designed... to blow up out of the back and shoot shrapnel through the guy's body. Like it was etched to make shrapnel, but they didn't etch it enough. So it doesn't really explode the way they wanted it to, where like shrapnel is shooting out of it. It just kind of compresses, but it makes basically like a fucking chest size 3-inch deep hole in the guy's chest.
Yeah,
so
blew
he's
open
not
his chest.
Dead immediately. It didn't blow open his chest. It blew down his chest. It made like a fucking giant punch to his chest, basically. So it's not like his body is eviscerated. He's laying there dying for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Oh, and yeah. Didn't he die once the ambulance showed up because they were stuck in traffic?
It wasn't even the ambulance. It was forensics. They never called an ambulance.
Oh.
Because they were like, fuck, that guy's dead. Just call the guys, whatever. We don't want to get too close to him with the neck bomb thing. We don't want to send a paramedic over there because it could be... booby trapped, and then they fucking.
Yeah, that's the even more fucked up thing, man. Bomb goes off, but you could be like, there could still be another bomb.
The bomb,
we
right.
can't
still
run in to help the guy.
Well, and the bomb is still attached to his neck,
yeah,
because it didn't blow apart his body. So, in order to disassemble the bomb,
he
to
couldn't
try to
pull
re-
the bomb off. It was like strapped right around his neck.
It was like a handcuff.
Yeah, it was literally a handcuff.
What do you mean?
You know, like when someone puts handcuffs on someone,
yeah.
There's a giant handcuff around his neck.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It couldn't.
You
there
couldn't
was no room to get
down.
It over your head.
No,
no, you can't pull it.
And
obviously, I guess, but it also said the part I watched. You're being watched at all times.
How good of a Netflix documentary would that have been if he was like?
It just takes it off.
Wouldn't have happened, but.
But here's the crazy. So one of the crazy things, I guess, because this shit just goes off the rails everywhere, but. He's got the fucking thing around his neck, but it didn't blow apart his body. So the only way to get the bomb off so that they can disassemble the bomb so they can try to recreate the bomb to figure out who made the bomb.
Wild.
Is a surgical amputation of his head.
Ugh.
So they literally, the FBI agents.
Does he have a family? Don't tell me. I don't want
to
know.
The FBI agents had to cut off his head. And then the family has a call in the documentary.
Please stop.
Where they're talking to, they're basically
I'm
suing
so glad
the city.
I didn't watch this, dude.
And they're like, our brother. My mom's son, who has always been a pillar of our family and a great person, was kidnapped and a bomb was strapped to his neck. Not only did you keep him handcuffed in the street for over an hour while he was being completely compliant and telling you everything you knew, but you just pointed guns at him and kept him on the ground. Then you let the bomb go off around his neck. Then after that, you cut his head off of his body to preserve the instrument that killed our brother. And the emotion and the power of it was really what hooked me to finish the series, because I saw that little moment and it That's got intense, very real very man. Quick. Yeah.
That's too intense for me. I'm glad that I didn't continue with it. That's a lot to handle.
It was a lot.
Dude, all I've been doing is watching Netflix True Crime. I watched that Wild, Wild Country.
Did you? Oh, I've what's been wanting that? To start that one.
Dude.
Maybe we do a podcast where you guys watch Netflix and tell me about it.
I don't want to spoil shit. It's so many.
It's a religious cult.
Tell me everything. Did you watch it?
No, but I know.
That's why I don't want to spoil it. But it's because, dude, the documentary is so good. It's nuts.
I already know exactly what happens. There's a religious cult in Oregon.
Excuse us.
Just from watching the trailer, I can tell you. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
There's a religious cult in Oregon.
It's not Oregon.
It is Oregon.
They have this like Indian guru that they worship. They all go out to this.
A Jew-ru. If he's Jewish.
He's not.
Damn it.
They go out to this like commune and they start to build their perfect society where people share.
Utopia, bro.
A utopia, yes. It's all about the love and hippie whatever, right? So they start doing this. The local town's like, we don't like all these weirdos coming into town every once in a while with their flowers and putting, daisies into...
Like
cactuses.
A real town that was already there?
Yeah, the real town
Why
in Oregon.
I thought you said they built their own.
Well, they built like a commune off of it.
Okay.
But if they went into town for like supplies and stuff, the townspeople got pissed. Is this right? No.
They bought a ranch.
Yeah, one of the biggest ranches. One of the biggest ranches
in the
country.
They bought a ranch that was humongous, and what they did was they started building a self-sufficient entire city on it. They had their own police force. They had their own...
plumbing. So like Native Americans with their land in comparison to what we think we own.
Right. All
right.
And there was like a small retired farming town to the like 16 miles away. And they just, these people were like, we do not want this here. Like, this is weird. They had like they had their own airport. So there was like planes just landing. Oh yeah.
They obviously flying direct.
They built an entirely self-sufficient...
And ask you for permission when you get close to the city.
And
it's basically what happened.
We think we're flying to Vegas.
That's the plan. They got incorporated as a city and a town. They had control over their own self-sufficient... They were their own city run with like a board and a... Yeah. But it was
can you do that legally?
Because the laws back then...
Through the government, they got it approved as their own city. They made their own boundaries.
Yeah, they had
their
own
lived
borders.
By their own laws. However, obviously above the United States of America.
That's
where it got fishy.
It got weird.
Oh, okay.
So then the townspeople are like,
Let me get more from the guy that hasn't seen it yet.
The townspeople are like, I don't like this shit. They're being weirdos. They got the devil inside of them. We want them shut down, and then some local people start acting violently towards this group.
Locals from the city that they built off of.
Yes. Then there's a bombing.
Nearby.
Yeah. They never... Dude, the thing about it that's so insane is that it ratchets up so crazy. Like, these people in this ranch town, which, by the way, one of the people who lives there is the guy who owned Nike.
Phil Knight?
It's maybe his son.
Travis Knight?
I don't remember.
The basketball player.
But it's the guy who originally founded Nike is not
Phil Knight.
It's not him, it's his son. Who is like still alive, but he's pretty old. In the documentary they're talking to him. Maybe it's Phil.
Phil Knight's alive.
But maybe it's him.
Phil Knight's working on movies and shit though.
Well, it could be him, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's Uncle Drew.
Do you know how bad I want to see Uncle Drew?
I kind of do. No, I feel like it's awesome. An elderly above the
Travis
rim,
Knight,
and I hate every
Travis Knight was
it.
The head of Leica. I think he still is. That did like Kubo and the Two Strings and Coraline and shit. But he's got the new Bumblebee movie coming out this year. But anyways, bombing at their little ranch because locals don't like
him. It wasn't at the ranch.
It wasn't?
This is what I was trying to tell you. They try to push him out. They try to mess with him and say, like, you can't use this service. You can't use these things because you're this city and You're not part of us. So they started moving into the ranch town and buying up all the empty land and trying to put themselves on city council. And they built a hotel and other places so that when people came from India or worldwide who were supporting this guru, they could go to that hotel first and then the commune. And somebody bombed the hotel.
What was the quotes for somebody? Who is it?
Because nobody really knows who it is, but
whether
it's
townspeople or the cult trying to stir up
shit. It was
shit.
Definitely not the cult themselves, but I'm not going to blame anyone because they don't blame anyone in the documentary. But there was like people staying in the hotel and somebody bombed it. And so it was a disaster, dude. And then it got crazy. Like these people, they called themselves the Rajneeshis.
Yeah.
And they were like, if you're going to come after us and you're going to bomb us and have guns and look at them, we're going to get our own army.
Yeah.
And they armed every single person with like Uzis.
Yeah.
Where'd they get those from?
And it's mainly
they were trafficking them in.
And it's mainly sounds like one. Right?
They had AK-47s and a million rounds.
The militarization comes that's from million one shots. Lady, basically, there, right?
And there's this guru, and then there's the lady who's his personal secretary.
Stop doing air quotes.
Well, because she's the personal secretary, but she turns out to be like a warlord almost. Whoa. She's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Cocaine cowboys.
Kind of, yeah.
Whoa.
But, so like all these kids that are going to this town to be hippies are all of a sudden wrapped up in a literal turf war.
And I'm not going to tell you any. Don't tell them anymore because
I'm not going to watch it. I need you to tell me the whole thing.
The president, Ronald Reagan, is like, we got eye on these Rajneeshis.
That's a terrible impression.
That was more Nixon, you're right.
Long story short, it becomes a giant legal battle where the federal government starts trying to use immigration law and stuff to get rid of the guru.
Okay. He's the leader.
The leader, but he doesn't really speak to anyone.
Because he's the leader, he doesn't have
to. Yeah, so he just sits and like prays and blesses people and whatever.
Smokes a ton of weed.
And there's all
isn't it all about sex, though?
Well, yes. The cult is like, marriage is dumb. Just have sex with whoever you want. Do what you will kind of thing. I'm very oversimplifying it, but because it's just so many turns. And there's like, long story short, there's an arson. There's a mass poisoning. There's
The water supply. That's right.
They attempted to... I'm going to tell you the craziest shit about the water supply. That I don't know if... Okay. So, the water supply, they got these beavers who had, like, a bacteria.
Hairy vaginas.
And stuff. Yeah. They had this, like, bacteria craziness on them that they could put in the water. They'd dam up the supply. They'd put this poisonous bacteria in the water. The rumor, because no one will confirm it, is that when they got to the reservoirs, there was a mesh screen and they couldn't get it in. So, they blended the beavers up. And poured them through the grates into the water.
Gross.
They also put salmonella on all of the restaurants around town to make it because they were trying to vote for the city council.
Yeah.
And they were outnumbered. They were trying to poison the townspeople so they couldn't show up and vote.
How long ago was this?
80s. 83.
Damn.
The Evil Genius one was 2003. Mm-hmm. It was not that long.
Which is weird because you look at the footage and you're like, this looks like it was from 75.
Yeah,
I know. And it's like, I thought we had HD around then. But
why
maybe
has this
a
guy got
later?
His t-shirt tucked into his jeans?
We're looking back at our own generation. Yeah. Fucking nerds. Who dresses like that? This is wild, dude.
Dude,
wild
country, man. Mm. And but it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. And like that
How
lady.
How many episodes is this?
Six. Okay. But they're all an hour.
Dude,
how long is the Evil Genius episode?
Four, and they're all an hour.
Yeah.
The best true crime show on Netflix, by far, is American
The
Vandal.
Office?
I knew you were going to
say
that.
Oh, is what?
American Vandal.
Oh, man, I've put that on a couple times. That's not a true documentary,
dude,
asshole.
It's the funniest shit in the world. That,
yeah, that's not a documentary.
Did you finish the first episode?
I think I watched the first episode.
If you didn't finish the series, you didn't finish the first episode.
Then I didn't. I can't remember.
By the end of the first episode, I was like, I have to know who drew the dicks. I have to know.
They made it so serious.
I know. And it's so funny, especially at the very...
It's funny because it's real slow.
The last episode... It's not slow at all. The last episode...
Fuck off. You and I like different things. It's obvious we don't...
The last episode gets so super serious while at the same time still being about a teenager drawing dicks on a car that I fucking died. I loved it.
Really?
Bro, it's great. And I finished that thing in one day as well because I got through episode one and I went, I have to know who drew the dicks.
Okay, guys, help me out with this one because I was texting both of you that over the weekend I watched The Punisher. I finished it, which means I watched like the whole thing. Because I think I watched one or two episodes and then randomly put it on. And I finished the whole thing over the weekend. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was tight.
I mean, when I had asked you guys about it, you were like, yeah, it's good. And I get Joe saying it's good because nothing impresses him. His expectations are too high. I
just didn't
know
what else to say. It was just so good.
It was unbelievable.
Like, I didn't have to hype it.
You fall in love with Lieberman.
Yeah.
Fuck. And then what I did was because I had asked you, I said all the characters, I think you had told me that all the characters are literally in comics.
Yeah.
Like, they don't make anybody up. And so I looked up Lieberman, and his name is Micro.
Yeah.
And he's like this computer genius that eventually him and the Punisher become enemies. But they work together for a while. I hope I don't see that, dude. I like them together. Jigsaw, the bad guy.
I know that they're doing season two right now.
Is
and
Jigsaw
I know Jigsaw's
in it?
In it.
Fuck that guy, man. Oh, how about when dude, he scrapes his face down the mirror? Holy shit.
Did you Wikipedia? Shit. Did you Wikipedia what Jigsaw is?
No, I wanted to make sure he was a character.
Yeah.
And it just kind of said, like, I mean, yeah, he's in the he's in whatever.
He's a classic Punisher villain whose face is fucking jacked. So to end with him jacking his face up like that
and
was
leaving
so
him
good.
Alive.
Yeah, so good.
Left him alive. So I want you to live to fucking feel this way every day.
Yeah. To look as
just
disgusting on the
his
outside
face.
As I am on the inside.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, dude. It was so good. I didn't like in the beginning because there was a lot of these Marvel shows and movies are a lot of talking. And I don't want to see it doesn't have to be necessarily talking. Or fighting, but it has to be some sort of plotting going on. But these conversations they have are long. They're stupid. I don't get it. I had asked you about Karen and the Punisher, what their relationship is, because why doesn't Daredevil show up and save her like he does in their series?
She's not in Hell's Kitchen, but okay.
What are you talking? She's in Daredevil. The season one she was in. It.
Right, she's
I didn't
in a
watch
different neighborhood.
Much of season two.
Oh, you got to watch all season two because the Punisher shows up.
Dude, actually.
I've seen that. I have seen that.
Actually, I thought I liked the Punisher stuff in Daredevil more than I.
That's
I loved the Punisher series, but the Punisher stuff in Daredevil was so fucking good.
But he was
good.
Killing all kinds of
people.
But
it was
people.
Cool, but it wasn't deep.
It wasn't
this
deep.
Was deep.
Nah, this one
but
was
that,
dope, dude.
That scene in the cemetery where he thinks he's dying.
Yeah.
That was deep.
I guess. I thought it was... I mean,
you know what, though? You're probably going to get your wish about Micro. You're not going to see him turn evil. You know why?
I hope not.
I'm guessing season two of Daredevil is one of the last shows we get. We'll probably get like...
What do you mean?
Like
the last Marvel show?
Yeah. Luke Cage season two is coming out. Daredevil season three
is
already
finished.
Production.
I think I saw... Two or three episodes.
Dude, I actually
Luke Cage.
We're not getting a Jessica Jones
good.
Season three.
See ya.
We're not getting... I think they'll roll Iron Fist in with Luke Cage.
That did so poorly. I don't think that'll pick up, no?
Well, they'll roll it into Luke Cage because they can do Heroes for Hire. But in 2019, Disney starts their streaming service. So literally, if it doesn't come out this year, next year it's all going to be on Disney streaming service, and they're not doing this type of stuff.
No?
No.
Why?
Unless they come up with
it's
like
successful
a
for the moment.
Marvel Knights or something
that's
like
weird. Why would you call
like
it
an R-rated version of Marvel? Knights. Because it'll be on a streaming service right next to, you know, the Ant-Man and Wasp cartoon.
So, okay, the Punisher is great at fighting and shooting people and killing people. He's great at killing people. We'll just say that. But he can take a beating. Is that like a superpower? Is that because he seems like just a regular guy.
Yeah.
He's not a superhero.
Rage. Rage.
That's it? Because he gets shot a million times.
Like
he gets
if
his
you
ass
have,
kicked by a million people.
No, that's what it is. It's that... Dude,
adrenaline
I
just
made,
keeps him going?
I hesitate to say this because I know it might come off as a joke and I really don't mean it, but it's almost like he channels his PTSD as a superhero power. I don't know how to say that without sounding super
because
insane.
Because everybody look, else has a legitimate but, superhero power.
Yeah, like if you
he
looked at the back of his...
rage.
If you looked at the back of his Marvel baseball card...
Oh, do
like
they have those?
They used to, yeah.
I would collect those.
If you looked at the back of his, it would be like... how much punish can be taken or how much damage can be taken? All of it. Rage meter, 1 million.
Yeah.
Like that would be, yeah.
It's his,
he can take punishment and he can deal out punishment.
Okay.
That's like that torture from the war.
Yeah.
And he just channels it into a singular raged out focus and then you can't kill him. He becomes a machine.
He seems like he's unkillable, but at the same time, super easy killable. Somebody should shoot him in the head.
That's why he's so difficult.
We should talk.
I mean, they shot him around the side of the head.
We should talk
I guess.
About Moon Knight next.
Who's that?
Moon Knight is the Netflix. Oh, Chris just looked at you like, I can't believe you opened this door, you fucking idiot.
No, run through it.
I'm sorry.
Moon Knight is what I think should be the next Netflix series if they still keep doing them. And it's a guy, basically, he's Batman with multiple personalities.
So he's Marvel's version of Batman?
Kind of. He's like a schizophrenic.
It's Iron Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that Iron Man?
He's a schizophrenic, and he doesn't...
Or Black Panther. It's probably more Black Panther. Dude, no. I said this last week, Chris.
You're missing what I'm saying.
Hold on, before you continue,
crazy.
I said
he's
this
a crazy
last week.
Person.
When you compare an athlete, do you realize, and not you specifically, but in general, we compare them to somebody of the same race? It's rarely somebody other than that, other than their race. Like Gordon Hayward, yeah, he plays like Larry Bird. No, he doesn't. He plays like some black player that you haven't thought of
yet. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Right?
No, totally.
And I feel like this is it, because I think Batman is more like Black Panther than he is Iron Man.
That's because you're fucking wrong, and he didn't listen to my explanation.
Why? Because so much money, dude. Iron Man built like this crazy suit and flies and shit, and he's whatever. I don't know who he's comparable to. Probably Green Lantern.
Batman is the greatest detective, not the greatest engineer.
Did you ever watch The Commish?
Bro, I will flip this table right now. Batman is known as the world's greatest detective.
I didn't know that.
Yes. He's known for
as the Dark Knight.
He's known for his deducing. He does not have superpowers. But he's got a lot of gadgets.
The cleaning up of poop.
He's got a lot of gadgets.
I deduced this room.
That other people have made for him. Whereas Iron Man is a technological genius who can make his own stuff. Moon Knight is a schizophrenic
with
multiple personality disorder who runs around in a white suit.
He's the good Joker.
Both of them are rich.
Yeah.
And they have problems with their dad. Iron Man and Batman are the same. They're trying to be their dad. Anyway.
Ooh, all right. I see.
And Moon Knight is trying to be five different people at
one
time.
Moon Knight,
I kind of get that. That'd be cool to see the different,
doesn't know who he is.
The different personalities that he picks up with.
Well,
I guess that'd be cool.
The different personalities are utilized in different ways. So, like, instead of Bruce Wayne, he can go to a party as Bruce Wayne and then go out and fight on the street as Eartha Kitt or whatever he wants to, you know? It was another Batman reference.
Chun-Li.
Never mind.
All right.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't even have any idea where we were going.
We were just talking.
No, but I mean, I was trying to be involved, and then I was like trying to type.
No,
like,
you weren't.
No, dude, I was like, Moon Knight.
Looks tight, right?
Eartha Kitt or whatever you just said.
Eartha Kitt.
Kit Harington.
Jen Kober said, I don't know any of the details, but of course I want you on my show. Oh, were we still recording?
Yeah.
Sorry. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking. Walk if you're down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back. That's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.